Jeff Smith inherited a 50-year-old window washing business from his father. Smith is also chairperson of the town of Brunswick, near Eau Claire. He brought those two perspectives, assessing taxes and paying them, to the governor's task force on education funding. He was a member of that group that made a controversial decision to recommend raising the sales tax from 5% to 6%, fund schools with the money, and lower property taxes. He bristles at the criticism that property taxes would still go up because of local government spending.
That's because there's so much distrust by Madison of local officials, which I think is unfounded. I think we have proven ourselves in the local government sector to be very responsible.
Smith's opponent is Howard White, private practice attorney and president of the Eau Claire City Council. He is skeptical that property taxes would go down and stay down. However, he does agree with the task force recommendation to eliminate many sales tax exemptions.
My own profession enjoys a sales tax exemption. Attorneys do not pay sales taxes. I think Jeff's own business enjoys a sales tax exemption.
Other than food and medicine, White says removing exemptions could raise more than $1 billion.
We should study this recommendation, this commission report, and say, you know, it is time to look at some of these sales tax exemptions and impose sales taxes in some of these services.
Jeff Smith agrees with his opponent, even though this idea has been shot down in the legislature many times.
It's that myth that it would hurt business, but I don't believe so. I can only speak for my business. I actually have customers who insist that I charge them sales tax when I can't.
The winner in this primary goes on to challenge Republican Representative Rob Krybek in November. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.